Okay, I don't
I'm
want
going
to.
in.
I hate listening to myself talk. You wouldn't believe that. Nobody would believe that. I hate it.
I just do it a lot.
I just do it every week, multiple times.
Welcome to the spooktacular Halloween episode.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Fingers on your nips, people.
Fingers on the Halloween.
On the tatties. Tits. On the tit tots.
I'm a ghost. Oh. I have ghost nipples.
Oh. Oh my god.
That's a real thing.
I was just about to say, we know somebody who has those, really. Legit. Hey, yeah. Can you do me a favor?
Am I stepping on your foot off my cord?
Yeah. You're on my shit. You're on my sheet.
Can you do me a favor and blow it out your asshole?
Give me a second, I will. Yas.
I'm going to smoke this joint all by myself tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, you are. I can look at that and get stoned. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
So yeah, what's new? Besides that, it's Halloween.
Are you one of those that say Halloween instead of Halloween?
All Hallows Eve?
Right. Hallows Eve. Okay. I just never really sure how to say it. I always say Halloween. But I've heard it Halloween also.
I don't know. I guess maybe I say it all kinds of different ways.
Oh my god, I'm in love with him.
Look, he came to see you.
He did not. He came to see you. Hi, baby. And I just whacked him in the face by mistake, too. Did you see that? He's got shit on his butthole. Go by your mama. Flake on you.
That's probably why he's following me around.
It is. You know it is, too. He's like...
It's not that bad.
It's not at all bad, but I can't... Do you think he would let me... I was about to rub it with a Kleenex. Would he let me clean his butthole?
He likes his butthole cleaned, yes.
I know. So does Ricky Boy. He like backs into it and picks his back legs up.
Yep. So I had a really long week. And mm-hmm. If I would have been awesome, I could have like done this episode on like a witch or something.
Nah. We didn't think about that in time, really.
No.
Right?
I already had everything all on the docket.
Yeah.
And
on the docket.
Scheduled and... Stone. It was written in stone.
I thought you said stoned. It was just like stoned all week, but and it would have been really cool to do it about a witch, but we can next year.
That's what I was going to say. We'll probably still be around next year, so mm-hmm. we aren't going to die or anything.
Right. I was hoping you'd say that because I'm hoping not to die, but.
This week we're doing an extra special episode. Another fan request, girl, lady, woman.
I'm cleaning his butthole right now behind you.
Oh, you are cleaning his butt.
You know what? A shit flake did come off, so I was not expecting that. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to ruin your intro.
That's
go.
Okay.
I won't say anything.
See how much he liked it?
He did not back away from that at all. He didn't like it as much as my Ricky boy, though. He really backs into it.
I'll continue.
Sorry. Yep.
That's okay. Our friend Bobby, sexy cowboy from Texas.
Nice. Mama like.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've shown you his picture before and you said the same thing.
I did? Oh. May I see him again?
Yeah, yeah.
While we're talking about this?
Sure. All right. Let's find Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby, 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 Bobby boy.
Yo. I'm very excited about Bobby.
Robert.
He's a Robert? Oh, whoa.
Bobby.
Oh, that tasted like Diet Squirt. There's like an orange element to it. Oh, Bobby. Talk dirty to me, Bobby. He's cute. I love his teeth.
Uh-huh.
He's very handsome. Hey, Bobby, what are...
There's his cowboy getup.
Wow, wow. And you're not fucking around with that either.
No.
He looks... I like his like flannel. It's like rolled up.
He's
perfectly
like,
too.
Yeah, he's like straight up Texan.
I bet he has spurs on.
Oh,
you just can't see it.
His feet aren't showing.
Yeah.
Fudge.
Don't say fudge. I cut that out. I feel bad.
That's
we're gonna
okay.
get another one star if we're not careful. Okay. I put my ears on. You know what? I am a little bit chilly in here today, though. I'm not normally. I think it's because my pants are wet and shit. And it's so windy.
Yes.
I'll be good in a sec.
Anyways, so mm-mm. Bobby picked out this girl, sexy Bobby.
Bobby.
Her name is Georgia Tan.
I've never heard of this lady before.
Which is crazy because she didn't live very far away from us.
What?
We've actually been where she was or died. Well, sort of. Memphis, but we were in Nashville.
Okay, I was just about to say, is she from India? Yeah. Not that if it... not nice.
Yeah, all the times we visited India, sure.
Indiana, bitch. Never been to India. Core. Sorry. Indiana.
Yeah.
Carl, what's up? No, we haven't talked.
Fuck you, Carl. I know, disgust.
You could have... He tried to fight Kayla. Because yes. He wanted to fuck me. Did we already talk about this story on here?
I think so, but okay. It's still funny to talk about.
It is. Take on a little 5-foot girl because he's like 6'2".
Yeah, that's really going to make that girl want to fuck you.
Yeah, it sure did too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I don't blame him. Like, some girl is still willing to fuck you even when you're covered in coal dust.
Yeah.
Because you would have fucked him.
I would have fucked anyone at that point, though, to be fair. It wasn't like I was overly attracted to Carl. I was just really feeling it. A lot of drugs.
It was like 16 hours of you doing drugs.
Yes. So, it felt really good. And it was very, very thin then. So it's not, I mean, I had to eat dicks. I ate a lot of dicks. No food was going in, that's for sure. So
whatever. The past is past.
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago.
I definitely saved you from like probably getting murdered and thrown in a ditch, though. Because he wasn't from around there either. He was like visiting or doing something.
Oh, that's
work.
Right. He was, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was also married.
He was in the same hotel as us, too.
Mm-hmm. I do believe he was married also, correct?
He was definitely. Well, that's how we got into a fight, because he had this white tan line around
it was my grandpa's ring or some shit. And you're like, really? That's weird. On your wedding finger. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anyways.
Georgia tan.
Yes. Indiana, we're sorry that you're such a shithole.
I know. I really feel bad. You know what? Some people, a lot of people actually think Wisconsin is a shithole too. It's just, it's a varying opinion.
It is kind of. So,
it really can be if you don't know people places. And you don't know where to go. It's like, what is there to do here? Absolutely fucking nothing. Let's just get drunk. Let's get drunk. Okay, let's get drunk again. Cool. Oh, there was a loud one, bud. Come on in here. Hey.
Meow, meow.
Come on, baby.
He's like, you're my new friend now that you... Oh, shit.
Now that
you cleaned his boo hole.
I know. He needs some boo glue. Yes.
Let me show you that.
I have to stop laughing like that. I'm seriously, I'm morphing into Seth Rogen. Nobody, Seth Rogen doesn't even laugh like that. I don't know who does. Speaking of Halloween, I'm cackling like a witch. So maybe that's... Maybe I'm the witch we're channeling to talk about. No, I'm not.
We're bad witches.
Yeah.
Woo! Welcome.
Welcome to Bad Witches.
To the new show, yeah.
I love it. There's a lot of things you're going to have to cut out of here because I find myself saying things and in the end does not make sense. I'm just like, yeah, I'm a bad witch today. What?
There's a lot of stuff I have to cut because we're like both being boring today.
Doesn't make any sense. Yes. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So maybe we just go to Georgia Tan. Why not? Let's kick this shit off.
Right? Or do you want to talk about how you finally met Greg and Kimmy? Should we talk about that a little bit?
Oh my God. Greg is so hot.
Kayla's got a boner. Really, Kayla's got a boner.
You do good, Greg. I mean, he was all like dressed to the nines and had like his hair done. And I'm sure he like combed his beard perfectly because he was looking nice. I noticed all that.
He was perfectly coiffed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Coiffed. Coiffed. Greg coiffed just for you.
It looked like he even steamed his shirt or something.
Shut up. Yes. I didn't know you were fancy pants, but I'm sorry I missed you guys. I love you and I'm sorry I missed you.
Kimmy's just as hot though, if we're gonna
I love her. She's I love that body of hers.
Oh my God.
I mean she's so lean and like tall. Yeah. She's like not freakishly tall. She's like 5'5" probably.
Her stature.
Love it.
You would make love to her in like a field of daisies.
Wow. I feel like a field of sunflowers is more her style.
I mean, yeah, sunflowers is better, yeah.
But daisies will work too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe she's allergic to flowers.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a suggestion. Maybe she is.
Quit getting your negative shit all up in my fantasy world right now.
I get my negative. My negativity flows everywhere. I'm very sorry.
Whatever. Anyway, we have really hot fans.
We love you guys. And we do have some hot fans. Mm-hmm, there's a lot of, like, black guy energy we're getting.
I'm straight up, like, cool with that.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it so hard. I want to see all your dicks, please. Send me your dicks. I mean, don't, like, send me pictures of them. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you don't want them to, like, cut it off and then airmail it to you?
No, because it wouldn't really get erect, and then it kind of defeats the purpose. What am I going to do with a flaccid
probably
dick?
It starts to smell, too.
Yeah, by the time I get it, it's going to be a smelly flaccid dick. Ew.
Oh, you already have one of those to deal with?
Jesus. Ah! I'm just kidding. Where is he? I don't even know where he is.
He's just like...
Oh, by the way, you want to talk about how you fling things everywhere? Is this like the appropriate time to talk about that?
I always cut it out whenever you start talking about it.
Okay, then I won't... Then I won't bring it up again, but...
Just kidding.
This bitch flings shit everywhere. I don't understand how it happens, but... You can hear her coming 10 minutes before you see her.
She has to demonstrate to me what I do with the phone when I put somebody on hold.
It was loud. I'm like, what the fuck? That would hurt my ears. What? And she slams the phone down. It's just a shit call anyway. It's fucking Google. Slam it. I'm like, yeah, well, it's not the phone's fault. God damn.
And then I was like, what are you talking about? And then I had like a scissors in my hand and like threw it on the table. What are you talking about? Crash.
I know.
And
I
then
can't.
I was
really...
like,
I did do that. Yeah. I know you don't realize you're doing it. And it's very endearing. It's cute that you do that. But it's like, she's not going to win any like silent competitions. What's a silent competition anyway? That's what I was going to say when the cat's like, no, no, no.
I didn't give him very many treats.
Well, that's why he's back at you. Anyway, I would love to just give you people, you find folks, an example of how she flings everything around, but it would probably bust our eardrums out to do something like that in here. So I can't really demonstrate like I'd like to.
But I definitely delete stuff I do in here.
Yeah, I bet. Me too. I mean, the things that I do. But, mm-hmm. You know, a couple years back, I got off of Xanax. And let me tell you, that was not a fun stretch.
I mean, you did so good.
Yeah, but try working with this bitch. But she's slamming everything around. And I'm like, oh, I'm a nervous, anxiety-ridden, like, just neurotic person anyway. And then she's, like, flinging shit every, it's not, it's loud, okay? I was afraid for my life, but I pulled through. I pulled through.
You did. You just shit your pants like every other day.
Every day, actually. It wasn't every other.
You were so sick.
Yeah.
Please don't ever do Xanax, people.
The doctor gave them to me, so I thought it was fine. It was not fine. And I abused the shit out of them when I had them, too. So there's that. Do you want to talk about this fucking slut?
Okay,
is she a fucking slut?
She ain't a slut.
Okay. I'd like her better if she was.
No, she's pretty gross.
She's gross?
Well, she's not a very sexual... Like, she's not somebody you'd want to fuck.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm nervous now.
So
like,
thank
I didn't
you, Bobby, for letting us know about this awful, terrible, bad bitch. And we hope that you enjoy our white trash edition of... Georgia Tan.
Yeah, bitch. Here we go. Baby, buckle up. I always say buckle up. That's so stupid.
That's such a white
trash. I'm an old man. I'm a 57-year-old white male, turns out. Sorry. That's what I'm turning into every day.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
She was born in July 1891.
Sure.
I got it out there. Okay.
You did.
In Hickory, Mississippi.
Hickory.
I know, that makes me, like, want bacon.
What? Oh, I thought Mississippi made you want bacon, the Hickory part. I got it. I don't eat meat over here, so I was very confused about that. Shout out to Ryan, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
He's a fellow vegetarian.
Yeah, woo. What's up?
What up, buddy? Thanks for coming to visit us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and she died September 15th, 1950.
Mm.
1891 was when she was born. July 18th. She died.
59?
She died September 15th, 1950. I didn't do the math. What a dumb idiot.
Is she 50? No. 59.
Yep.
Hello.
We did it.
Well, you did Bitch, it. I did it. It shouldn't be a rejoiceful thing, though. We shouldn't be like, yes. That's very basic math.
We can do third grade math.
But that's like first grade math.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
Georgia Tan was a kidnapper.
Mm-mm.
And black market baby adopter.
She's a bitch. Mm-hmm. She is a bitch. Man, she's a bitch.
She stole babies from poor people and then adopted them to rich families for lots of monies.
That ain't cute.
It ain't, right?
Mm-mm. Little babies, they're really cute, too. A lot of them are, like, really cute. How can you do that? How can you be an asshole to a baby?
I know. And, like, I feel terrible because there's so many baby deaths that I've been covering lately. It's
talk
like
a lot of dead babies.
I hope everybody out there is okay with dead babies.
They're probably not. Most people are not. I know that's a bad thing to be okay with.
Like,
really.
Like, I don't even want you as a listener if you're like cool with that.
I am loving dead babies. I'm gonna tune in again. Let's do this every week. Yeah, we just did one like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, it's not your fault. It's Bobby did it.
Bobby, this is Bobby's fault. That's right. Yep.
It's okay. No, thank you for telling us
about
this.
I'm just kidding. We love you, Bobby. But
yeah,
we're going to talk more about more dead babies today. So there's that.
Here we go. Yep.
She was born to a wealthy family. Her dad was a judge. And he was a very strict-ass dad. Who was like, you're going to be a fucking world famous piano player or pianist.
Pianist? She's a pianist. That's how you say it, right? Pianist.
Yep. Pianist.
It's really close.
That's what she was a pianist. She started playing piano at 5 years old.
Jesus.
Her mom's name was Beulah. Ow.
I love the name Beulah. Beulah. Like Ferris Beulah.
Her dad's name was George.
Another George. Don't make me sing the George song again. George, don't sing
it. Okay, shh. Yep. So this family wasn't like a very nice family to each other. They were just more of like down to business. Let's not love each other or hug or kiss and talk about, you know, feelings.
Ew. Who does that?
Yeah, I'm okay with not talking about feelings, too.
Right?
So, she fucking hated playing piano.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Jesus.
I think she was literally like anything her dad would have wanted, she probably would have hated anyways.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, sure.
Because her daddy was a judge.
Right.
So I think she, you know, whatever.
But I don't know.
Drunk, kind of.
You are not.
All I really ate was like vegetables mostly.
Yeah, I used to go through that too. That's true. You don't have anything to soak it up.
Mm-mm. Okay. But that's okay. I can continue drinking.
I know you can, girl.
I'm going to pound way more beers tonight. I'm in for it. I'm in for the long haul.
I'm so excited about sleeping in tomorrow too. I can actually drink and like sleep in. I've been getting up at 6:30 all week.
That's the most disgusting thing.
Disgusting. I know it. Am I 57? Mm. Yeah. I referred to myself as a 57-year-old male 10 minutes ago, so gross. Yeah, I know you can drink a lot more than that. You got fucking hammered drunk last week. You had like 8 shots. And she's had a half a beer. I'm so drunk.
I don't really drink liquor anymore either. I just stick to beer and wine.
Ew, wine. I can't do wine. Hmm. I can't. Gives me heartburn. Everything gives me heartburn.
You could probably find a wine, though.
But I don't like it either. So there's that.
So her dad was like, women are too gross to be in a courtroom. That's foul that you even think that's cool.
Fucker. That bastard. Oh, that did not sound like a great open can. Sometimes the refleshing. I'm adding L's to everything again. I add L's
Your tongue is in the way.
Refleshing. Yeah.
Put that tongue back in. You're just thinking about Glass's wiener.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mr. Glass. Or whatever his name is. Yeah, Mama Like. That he was a very attractive. Yes. Show me your dick, please. He'd love. Your face is good, too. But, man, I'd like to see that dick.
Yeah. Face next to the dick.
Please.
So that's fine. We had a fan suggestion. Suggestion to, like, on our website somehow put the dicks all on one side and then the faces on the other side. And then people can try and
match it up.
Yep. Connect the dick to the face. I think he just wants to see dicks.
I think so, too.
I'm totally kidding. I know he doesn't want
to
see dicks.
I think that I would like to see dicks, so I don't love give a
shit. I was like, that's a great fucking idea, man.
I really like it. We just need a lot more dick pics to play that game, though.
I know. You shouldn't be ashamed of your dick, man. Mm-hmm. All of your dicks are beautiful in their own way.
Oh, you think? I don't know.
For the most part, they are. Unless you've done something weird to it, like Franken-penis.
Oh, why don't we say all dicks are equally ugly? And I would be more on board with that statement.
All right. That's cool with me.
Okay.
But they aren't that ugly. Oh. I mean, they bring joy to people.
I feel like you're one of the only women in history that are like, dicks? I can look at them all day. They're not that ugly.
They're not that bad.
They are too. They're disgusting vaginas, on the other hand.
What about them?
Or worse. Mm-hmm. They are so disgusting. Jesus. Thank you, men, for dealing with those. And ladies, or whatever you're into. I don't know what to do with a vagina. You don't understand mine. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, vaginas are equally ugly, too.
Oh, God, they're nasty. Yuck.
And they look so different. Like, penises are just mostly, like, different sizes and shape. Or, like, I guess they are all pretty different, too.
Yeah. Maybe, like, tricolored.
Like, if you need to know anything, you need to know that, like, all of your dicks are different.
Oh, yeah.
So don't ever, like, wish you had a dick like somebody else or something like that. Like, your dick is your dick.
You can maybe wish it was bigger like someone else's, but if it's just... You can want it to be bigger, but don't, like, change, you know, if you've got a little purple dick. Okay. Sometimes
purple dick isn't good. You should go to the doctor. Oh, that's a bad thing.
Purple dicks aren't that bad, are they?
What?
I think purple's normal. Is it okay to have a little purple tinge?
I mean, a tinge is different. I'm thinking of, like, straight up, I mean, people's dicks rot off. I'm thinking of, like, a rotten dick. Like syphilis.
Disgust. No, I've never seen a rotten dick before.
Me either, just in pictures.
Okay. Oh. I'd like to look at some pictures right now of a rotten dick. What? Read on.
I saw a dick that got hit by a chainsaw.
What?
Pieces of it, anyways.
You did not.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They showed us videos in my chainsaw class.
Oh, I was wondering how you saw that.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. Okay, so she... was like, fuck you, I'm gonna be a lawyer. Kim Kardashian style.
Oh my God, taking the bar. You're right, go Kim.
She did, she took the state bar exam.
And this bitch or Kim?
No, Georgia did, and she passed.
Shut up.
Vote show.
That's awesome.
But her dad was still like, nah.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be a fucking lawyer if I have anything
She's
to do with
smart.
It.
Smart.
She had zero interest in ever getting married, and she didn't want kids or anything like that. So this day and age, I hate when people say that.
It was really unusual.
Yeah. At this time, the only real job that she could get was like a social worker for like, you know, dykey, childrenless, marriageless women. Those, you know.
A social worker, that's not that bad, is it? I mean, it's not what you wanted to do. But is being a social worker really awful?
Being a social worker is probably the worst job this woman could have ever had, ever.
Oh, because she's an evil cunt. Yes, but like in real life, though, a social worker is not, it's not a bad job to have, right?
It's got a really high turnover rate because it's a very hard job to do.
Okay.
I mean, you have to do bad stuff. You don't have to do bad stuff, but you have to be a disciplinary for grown adults.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not my calling. Mm-hmm. No, no. Nothing
is, they don't want to listen to you. And then you got to take people's kids away and shit.
Okay. I guess it really, I don't know what I was thinking. I think I had a different skill set in mind for social workers than what you're telling me. So never mind. Moving on. That's a shit job.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
One of my best friends is a social worker, but she definitely has the heart for it. So I'm very happy for her.
Yeah. I could not do that.
No, they're like the police officers of children, pretty much.
Oh,
fuck yeah, they save children.
Oh, fuck it.
Unless you're Georgia Tan.
Yes.
Then you definitely do the opposite of save children. You're more like kidnapping them.
Mm-mm.
All right, she passed the exam bar exam. And, you know, because everybody was so worried about her, like, getting her period or something.
They were.
They were like, you can't be a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She may bleed on the victims or something. You don't know.
Gross. She went and dealt from a woman. Oh, my God. How dare a woman do something like that? Her menstrual cycle's disgust.
So she ended up working at this orphanage in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. You always say that, Mississippi.
I do?
Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that like a baseball team?
No. No. I don't know why. I just like to say Mississippi. I'm not sure. Isn't that what they call themselves? I'm from Mississippi. No?
Probably not. I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know. I guess it...
Like I know Ole Miss is like...
Ole Miss.
Like their football team or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's a college football or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know. Mississippi. I just want to say it. It's just fun for me to say. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Kind of like cul-de-sac leotard and shit. And it's just like a fun word.
Leotard, that's a good one.
It's my favorite. It's one of them.
Clam digger is something I wish that like people would say more often.
That's a drink, bitch. You do know that. Okay.
A leotard is something you wear, bitch.
Oh, I know. But I just didn't know. A lot of people are like, what's a clam digger? Other than just like, I didn't know that you knew it was a drink, but it is. And I do really enjoy saying it also. It's fun.
Not making the drink for customers.
No. That Clamato shit can, I mean, it needs to stop being made is what's so up.
Gross.
It's, I mean, I can't. I don't know. How anyone thought, let's put a little bit of clam juice in a container. A little bit of lemon,
juice
salt.
Juice of what, clam, gross.
It's like this weird pink color, too. Just the smell of it alone, I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah, I've never
Look
had
it.
It.
It gave me goosebumps thinking about it. Look at these.
It's just really cold in my house.
Oh, that could... No, I didn't have them before. Look. They're still there. Okay.
You don't like pale pink juices that come from dirty fucking dirt eater clams?
Dirt eaters? No, I don't. I know, it's weird, right? Most people love stuff like that. Not me.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
All right, let me get back to this fucking orphanage in Mississippi.
Okay.
She became the receiving director. So she was like... in charge of shit.
So she must have been pretty good at what she was doing, or so they thought. I just quoted when I said pretty good. Because these people.
She's just, like, so mean that everybody was just like, we'll do whatever you want.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. She's mean.
Okay. I haven't heard about how mean she is yet. That was nice.
She a mean-ass bitch.
She's a bitch. All right.
So, in 1922... she adopted a baby herself.
Yes.
Named her June.
Oh, I love a June.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
That's cute.
She also adopted a lesbian lover friend.
She did?
Named Anne Atwood.
All right. So she's a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right on.
Mm-hmm.
I love a lesbian.
Not this one, though.
I know. I just love the scissoring and, the lesbian. I like the idea of it. Kay McKinnon, if you're listening, by the way. Oh, God. I'm so in love with her.
I know. She's great.
I have such a boner for Kay McKinnon. I don't know what I'm going to do about with it. Just like, want to eat her box a little. It's not just that, but I just want to hang out with her, too. I'm like, she's so cool. Such a weirdo. I love it.
She's so cool.
Yes.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon is a big time fan of us.
She's a long time. Long time, big time.
Since the beginning.
Big, long time fan of ours. Been listening since 2018.
Anyways, 2 years after she adopted her son and her lover, she is fired from the children's home for placing children in homes that were unsafe and not checked on at all.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, if they thought that was bad, then get a load of the next page, I'm guessing. It's just going to get worse from here, right?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. It doesn't get any better now.
Shit.
Now we're going to dive into the diarrhea shit.
Diarrhea shit. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, she was basically, as a social worker, she was taking children and then placing them in shitholes.
Oh.
That people don't deserve to have, be adopting children into.
Yeah, right.
Not safe for children.
A little bit surprised that people that already live in shitholes and are probably asshole fuckers even want more children.
I know. Well, you get money.
Okay, too. They just wanted it to buy, like, fucking absinthe or some shit, right?
Yeah, or like, oh, good, this is another fucking child to work in my fucking field.
Yes.
And I get him for free, and now I can starve him and whatever. There was like, yeah, that shit was all happening and stuff.
Oh, my God. Gross.
I mean, this is in the 20s. This is the 1920s.
Dude, my grandma was born in the 20s. She's been dead for a very long time. Mm. I shouldn't say very, but like 15 years. But 20s.
It's a long time ago, yeah.
That's such a long time.
Mm-hmm. Almost 100 years ago.
Right? Basically 100 years ago, yeah. Also.
So they moved to Memphis, Tennessee.
Been there.
Boston marriages is what they called it when two lesbos shack it up together, but they're both like independent women that have like jobs and shit.
A Boston what?
A Boston marriage.
Shut up. I didn't know they even had a name for it at that point in time.
Shout out to Boston people, eh?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, we got a good review.
We did?
Thanks for helping us out to try and counterbalance the one-star review, which is fine. I don't even want to make somebody feel bad about leaving one star. It's like,
if you don't like
us,
you don't like us, whatever.
Yeah, you're just probably just trying to tell all your friends, like, not to listen to us, and that's, go to church or something then. Like, I'm cool with us parting ways. That's fine. But
get the fuck out of here.
You don't get to get read upon the podcast then. And
yeah.
We got a review that says, Bad Moon Wadaga. Which leads me to believe you know what we're talking about.
Yes. A Bad Moon Wadaga.
And the review itself says, simply the best iPodders out there.
Goddamn right we are.
So.
That's amazing.
So some people still like us.
And some people must be listening because I feel like you told all the fine folks last week or the week before that I indeed don't call us podcasters. I call us iPodders.
So yeah, she's in Memphis in her Boston marriage.
I like the name. Why is it a Boston marriage?
Yeah, what are you guys doing in Boston?
No shit. Are there a lot of lesbies in Boston? Hey, maybe
do I need to come to Boston?
I was just going to say that. Is that where Kate's from? Did we just like hang out in Boston all the time since we're a bunch of lesbian dykes? Dyke lesbians, lesbian dykes. Can we say dyke because I love lesbians and I just like that word? Or is that really disrespectful and they're going to hate me for saying that?
I don't think so. I like the word dyke.
I do too. I don't mean it in the derogatory way. You just like the word.
People are just going to have to know that if they want to listen to us, like, probably just going to hear bad words and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay. So she's in Boston with her.
Dykes are awesome.
Oh, I love them. Mm. Definitely.
Anyways, yep. She's lesbian and out with her friend.
Right on.
Did you see all that?
Ayo, no, I didn't. Let me get. No, it doesn't do anything for me. Mm. No.
Do you ever get contact high?
Yes. Yes, I think so. Sometimes I'm like, God, I feel stoned too. But it's it could be
it
because
it is so smoky in here.
Because I am also smoking a little bit. So I know, man.
Like, we're breathing that in.
Mm-hmm.
It's called hotboxing.
Let's hotbox this nutsack.
Let's hotbox Dutch oven.
Yee. Oh my God, right?
Okay.
Let's read about this.
I know.
Boston,
we haven't even made it past Boston the first
lady.
Page.
I know. I'm aware.
She's not a Boston lady.
Yeah, she's a Boston Memphis. Lesbian. A Boston lesbian.
Yes, but she lives in Memphis.
Okay.
And she gets hired as an executive secretary at Tennessee Children's Home Society.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, no.
The largest children's home in the state.
Oh, that's not good news.
Yeah, that's probably about the worst place on the entire planet that she could work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like where all the children are going to be, pretty much in Tennessee. No. They get taken from their parents. So.
They should have stayed with their parents.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She was so scary and mean that she literally took over, like, the entire operation.
Jesus. And they let her? They're like, oh, step aside. Fucking George is here.
I know. Can you believe that's the first page?
Like, no. No, I can't. Like, I would think we were nearing the end by what you just said. But we're not. If you've just tuned in, we're just getting started. And this bitch is a real see you next Tuesday, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So this is the moment that she started trafficking children.
Oh, God.
Human trafficking.
Yes.
Gross. I hate that. That's, like, gotta be one of the worst things you could ever do, yeah, ever in your life.
That's pretty awful. Yeah.
Be to, like, treat human beings like they're...
Ow, my butthole. Aww. Sorry, I'm sitting right on the edge here. Mm-hmm. Yee.
Okay, so the normal cost to adopt a baby was about $7, like, from this Tennessee Children's Home or whatever.
Jeez, that's cheap kids. Those are cheap kids. Not intentionally, but they're like, are they the clearance children? They're on the clearance rack. Oh, no.
Georgia called them clean slate children whenever she gave them to their prospective new parents.
Yikes.
Georgia was like, that $7 can suck my dick because now we're going to start charging $700.
Oh, jeez.
To $750. That's probably going to be about it. And all of the checks need to be made out to Georgia Tan.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah. What an asshole fucker. Mm-hmm. That's not very nice. What is $750 in the 20s like now? Is it like seven?
It's about $8,824.32.
Jeez. You know, I'm going to be honest. I would have thought it would be even higher than that.
$8,000. So I wonder what $7 was.
I don't know.
I can't do math, but $100 was $1,100. So it's probably like $70 or something, maybe. $7 was probably like $70.
It doesn't. I would think it would be like $700. But
so not if $100 was $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, it would be like $70.
Okay.
Whatever. That just seemed, I would think it would be a lot more money than that now.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I wish I had one too. They just so mocked it. Too. That was really good.
Dude, I'm getting fucked off.
Let's keep reading then, bitch tits.
Okay, I'm going. Okay.
Are you feeling all right? I mean, do you want me to read?
I'm just pointing.
I know, I saw that. she's doing this.
Just pointed like 6 times.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. So what Georgia what Georgia was doing was she was taking these children out of state and adopting them to like rich ass, like wealthy motherfuckers.
Oh no.
Which normally this Tennessee Children's Home Society, since its birth, only like adopted within the state.
Yeah.
Like I think that was like a law that you were like only allowed to like Yeah, and she was like farming these children out to like rich people in like California and New York.
Well, if you're supposed to keep tabs on them, it's hard to do if they're everywhere, right? Is that why they wanted to keep them close?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if somebody's a drug addict and you take their kid from them, like, they might want their kid back when they get better.
Oh, dude, I never even thought about that.
You're not allowed to move them to, like, California. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so it was thought that she pocketed about 90% of everything that she was charging these people.
Oh,
she was loading up like 5 to 6 babies at a time and like going to New York and California like once a month with like a ton of babies and just like giving them away.
Yeah.
Yes.
She is really a treat, isn't she?
So, between 1940 and 1950, they're estimating that she placed about 3,000 children in New York and California mostly.
Yikes. Yeah. So she went for like the rich fancy fuckers that could afford it on the east on the coasts.
Mm-hmm.
The coast states.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more states than just 2 that are coast states. There's like 4.
But whatever. Those are like the biggest cities where people have the most money and shit. Yes. So, yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
But we're right in the middle of that where there's no rich people and everybody's fucking poor.
That's very true. Give me some money, please.
The richest guy in Wisconsin owns like a fucking gigantic hardware store.
Are you for real?
Yeah, it's like the owner or the CEO of Menards.
Oh. That checks out, actually. Mm-hmm. Menards is a everyone you talk to every day around here goes to Menards multiple times.
I love Menards.
Oh, it smells great. I love the way it smells. It kind of turns me on a little.
What?
Menards.
I'm not going to lie. Actually, now that you say that, I'm kind of like, after I leave, I'm like, are we going to do this roadhead or what?
Yeah, Menards smells delicious. It smells so masculine, but yet I walk in, I'm like, oh, my nipples are hard. A like, little bit. Whatever. Is Wisconsin just like, is Menards a Wisconsin thing? I mean, I know they're everywhere too, but is it just like our state that loves it as much as we do?
I have no idea. Let us know if you have a Menards in your area. Save big money at the Menards. Junkyard.
Bye!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not hating on Menards. I heard that when I was like a little kid and I always thought that was funny.
It's called the Junkyard?
Anyways, so Georgia not only charged like the 750 shit for like adopting a kid, but she had lots of other charges too that she was fucking charging these rich ass motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
She would charge for background checks that she never even did.
Right.
She would charge for travel and airfare.
God.
She was charging 5 times the actual fee for filing the adoption paperwork.
Wow. Oh, bless you. So these people really, really wanted kids, like, horribly bad, and she's charging them, like, $20,000 in the 50s for this.
The state of Tennessee itself was actually giving her $16,000. Did you hear? That was my tongue.
Why did your tongue just meow?
I don't know. No, it was. It was my mouth.
That's interesting. It sounded like your cat. It sounded like your pussy, not your tongue.
I think I just need more beer.
Yeah, you better wash that down. I have water here, too, but fuck that water shit. Who wants that?
I have water. I said the state of Tennessee, let it fucking up.
What is that?
Fucking up, you a dumbass state.
I like Tennessee.
I do too. It's beautiful.
What was I going to say? What was the tune of those lyrics? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you know me, I like to bebop around to some tunes.
Okay. So the state of Tennessee was giving her $61,000 a year. And about 30% of that money actually went to the home, and the rest, 70, went in her pocket.
Weren't they like, hey, man, this place is pretty fucked up looking, but we're getting rid of so many babies, or we're selling a lot of babies. How is this possible? They didn't put the two together that somebody was embezzling it?
I don't think they've ever dealt with that. I don't think the world ever knew anybody like her before.
Okay.
I think she was like a one-of-a-kind kind of evil.
Jesus.
Okay. Besides like Amelia Dyer, I mean.
It was horrifying. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
For sure. So I jotted down a couple of people who I thought maybe you would know that were actually like victims of hers, like people who were like kidnapped and shit.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actress Joan Crawford adopted twins from Georgia.
Uh-uh.
One, Cynthia, or Cindy, and Kathy Crawford.
Kathy.
And Ric Flair's parents used Georgia's services.
Fucking Ric Flair. Cynthia Crawford. This is her. It's not the Cynthia Crawford we're thinking of, I don't think. Yeah, why doesn't it have a picture of, like, hot model Cindy Crawford? It can't be her, right? It's a different Cindy Crawford. It doesn't matter, though. That's so crazy.
Whatever.
Which is the one that made the movie Mother Dearest about her, is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I want to watch that movie.
Oh. You've never seen it?
I've just seen, like, clips of it.
She's a fucking bitch. Joan Crawford turned out to be an asshole mother, too.
Oh, my God.
No way. Okay, so Ric Flair was, like, a throwaway kid?
Yeah. And then, or, like, a kidnapped kid, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus, that's...
Ric Flair for all you fucking...
WrestleManias out there.
That, like, a jerk off to weird Ric wrestling. Flair.
Ric Flair. I need to show...
I have no idea who that is.
You're gonna die. He wears this gold Speedo. He's really hot.
I can't stop thinking about Hulk Hogan. Or not. Hogan when you say that.
He's more unfortunate looking than that.
Because I know who that is.
Okay. Well, let me just get like a really good picture of him here.
Get a really good picture of him.
Speedo. I'm just trying
is
to get...
Is he still alive?
I do believe so. If he's not, he just died. I can't seem to find... Oh. That was a very long time ago.
Shit.
He doesn't have a gold Speedo on there. He probably appreciate that he takes care of his body. That's about all.
He's got a nice body. Yeah.
He was probably in his 40s there, though. Let me show you a picture of him now.
It says he's 69.
Shut up. He's not in a Speedo, but there
bro,
he is.
Bro, man. Yeah, I mean, he's like just old. Mm-hmm. He looks like a fucking 70-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway. No 70-year-olds are hot. Sorry.
I know.
Unless you're listening to this and you're 70.
And then you're fucking gorgeous.
You're hot, probably. Yeah,
super foxy and hot.
Sorry.
<I'm> super foxy.
Okay, so about 80% of these babies that she was adopting were going to New York or California.
Yeah. I think we already read that
part. Did
I
say that?
Yeah.
Aw, stupid. Aww. Oh, yeah, way down here. Fucking shit.
Hey, that's kind of nice. We're down another paragraph than we thought.
Mm-hmm. New York Governor Herbert Lehman.
Oh. Hey, look at his floppy titties. I'm
adopted
sorry.
Adopted from her, too.
Rick Flair's floppy titties.
No, that's going to haunt me.
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Sweet dreams. Okay, cool. Anyway, I'm sorry. All right.
That's okay. I was just talking about how the governor of New York, Herbert Lehman, used her services.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it was kind of fishy, too, because, like, he did some weird, like, law enactment right before he adopted from her, talking about, like, laws about birth certificates and shit.
Oh. Oh, make him harder to find. Lock him up forever.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely something like that. But...
Jesus, what a fishy fucker.
Mm-hmm. Fishy motherfucker.
Right? Asshole.
Georgia acquired children in all different kinds of ways. She would manipulate people into signing paperwork. They didn't know what it was. And it would be them signing their children over to her.
Mm.
Any baby that was born of any inmate or anybody that was currently in an insane asylum would automatically go to her.
What if they wanted to keep it? Well, they couldn't, I'm sure. In all fairness, they maybe some wanted to. They just could weren't allowed to.
Yeah, but your state should be taking care of that child and not like finding a new home for them.
That's true.
Until you can get better.
Oh my God.
Are you acting like me right now?
Sounds like it. No, if that was you to slam dunk that fucker in there, it would have been so loud.
She actually legit just kidnapped people's kids too. Like they would take their kid to like daycare one day and then they'd come back to pick it up and they'd be like, somebody came and took your kid. She said she was a social worker and she was there for the welfare of the child. And
oh my God.
Then she had to take all of the proof that this child has ever even been here. Just totally wiped like the memory of the baby completely away. Yeah.
That's pretty horrifying. Mm-hmm. What a bitch. I'm serious. This lady's getting on my fucking nerves.
Any baby that was like born that was kind of like sick and like needed like medical care or something,
mm-hmm.
she would kidnap that baby from the hospital and then send one of her nurses to go and tell the mom that the baby died.
What did they do when they're like, well, I'd like to bury my baby. Never mind, here's a pillowcase. Like, here's a pillow. What?
They probably were just like, you're probably a gross, dirty slut anyways. You probably killed your baby somehow. Get out of here.
Right? Jeez.
There were times, like, where people would get sick or something would happen and they would have to, like, they would want to temporarily put their child into an orphanage
mm-hmm.
till they can get their shit together or whatever.
Right.
Any of those kids, she would just yank them up right away.
Whatever happened when somebody did come back for them? Was there any instances of something like that? I'm sure
she
it happened.
She took all of the proof that they ever even there.
So then just make you feel like the parents are crazy? Like, oh my God.
They'd be like, who are you?
God.
Who's your kid?
Mm-mm. What a rud, bitch.
The Child Welfare League of America actually dropped her Tennessee Children's Home Society off of their registry of qualifying institutions.
That's awesome. Good. I'm glad they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whose fault is this that all this is happening besides Georgia's? Is it wrong? Is somebody dropping the ball here? Or was it just before a lot of things?
It's definitely a government not, like, paying enough attention to one of their most vulnerable citizens, which is children.
Yeah. Okay.
So I definitely would blame the state. Okay. Sorry.
No, I'm just wondering, like, who could
have been... Georgia's parents for not aborting her.
Oh, harsh. Like... But true. Okay. Yeah. Or just, I mean... Are you nature or nurture?
What's that mean?
Well, isn't it... Don't some people believe that you can put anyone in a certain situation and they'll turn evil? Or is it just like, are you born into being a serial killer? Or are you bred to be one?
I think it happens both ways.
I think it can too, but a lot of that's nature over nurture. Nature is just like what you're born with and nurture
is. Well, that's what I'm saying with this Georgia tan bitch too. Like going, you know, specifically taking children from like people who are in like mental institutions and stuff too. Like these people don't already have problems.
Right.
And now you're going to take their child away from them.
They're going to be all kinds of fucked up now.
Yeah.
Never going to get out of there.
And like that kid could have something too that like, you know, these mm-hmm. new people ain't going to understand.
They don't know what's wrong with their child,
like
why it's acting
blood
so
mother
strange.
Would, you know, if she's all crazy too. Yeah. And she's like, I know what you're feeling. Son.
Oh my God, that's so right on. Yeah. It's horrifying. Or just like a serious health problem that they needed to know about too. Mm-hmm. Like a heart problem or fucking, you know, you got a bad liver.
She destroyed...
Did the kid just die?
Yeah. She just destroyed all of their records and then presented these children to these people as blank slates. Mm. Quote.
Wow.
That is what she said.
Okay.
Most of the paperwork she ever showed to these new parents was like falsified info. It was just made up. Probably they just like changed the name on everything and just sent the same thing like, this kid's never been in an accident. This kid's never had a surgery or...
Yes.
Been spanked or anything like that.
You know, they just made, 1,000 copies of that and gave it to everyone. Mm-hmm. The same one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I have to pee. I can wait, though, for a while.
I have to pee, too. But, yeah, I want to get, like, halfway through this.
Definitely. Oh, I'm agreeing with you on that one.
So, these stupid documents are false. Cool. Whatever. I mean, that's... But...
Well, yeah. I know what you mean. You're like, moving on. That's where we were.
If these people tried to look into it, she had a plan for that, too. She was like, if you try and look into me, I'm going to take the child back from you. You forfeit all the money that you put into this. And... I'm totally tongue-lashing this fucking judge, and she does whatever the fuck I want in this family court business. So I will, you know, take you through the ringer legally if you even ask anything about where this child's been, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she was totally had an accomplice helping her, and that bitch's name was fucking Judge Camille Kelly.
So there really was someone. It wasn't just an empty threat.
No,
she was a person.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, she legally took people's children from them, too.
That's hard to process.
Absolutely.
I almost think that this Camille bitch is, if not worse than, I mean, I don't know exactly what's going on, but if you're willing to do that for someone, you're just as bad, if not worse.
Exactly.
She's such a higher power. You can't have evil people and higher power, wink, wink.
I know.
Or everyone's fucked.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This woman doesn't, shouldn't be a judge, that's for sure. Ugh. I hope, she is dead. Okay, cool.
She's probably been dead for a while.
If Georgia had any parents that were, like, giving her any kind of shit, then she would just have Judge Kelly rule them unfit as parents, and then she would just take their fucking kids away from them.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. This judge actually helped her in a lot of ways. And any divorce that came into her courtroom, she would sever all custody and give the children to Georgia for custody and shit.
Jeez.
Georgia liked to potty, too.
She liked to potty?
She liked to party.
And I liked to party.
She had, like, this lavish lifestyle that she was living. And...
Georgia?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
She sounds like fucking that, like, Mrs.
Doubtfire.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire brought joy to people.
I know, I'm just teasing, but she was homely.
She was like that teacher from Matilda. Mrs. Borgma or something. What was her name?
It wasn't Miss Honey, but it was Mrs. something. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Mrs.
Trenchbull.
That's it. How did you think of that on your own? You smoked so much damn weed. How'd you get that? Matilda teacher. The other one is Miss Honey, though, right?
I don't know.
And Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito were in that fucking movie, too, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yep. Motherfucker, they are. It's Mrs. Trunchbull. God damn, you're good.
Alright.
God, how did you do that?
Georgia Tan was like a Mrs. Trunchbull.
God, okay.
So, Camille, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Die in hell.
Oh, Camille.
So more often than not, pretty much all the time, these kids that Georgia kidnapped were getting sexually abused, physically abused. They were being neglected.
Oh. Was Ric Flair okay? I'm guessing he was
not.
No, he's not. I mean, not really. Okay.
They usually kept these children pretty sedated for like most of the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I did not know that. Wait, were they selling them?
Yep. And at this time in history, Memphis had the highest infant death mortality rate. Wait, that's the same thing. Infant mortality rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
Infant death rate.
Sure.
Who the fuck be driving around my house and shit?
I don't know.
There's so much action. What is going on? Why?
It's a spaceship. Come and pick me home. Take me home.
So basically, you know, George is like murdering these babies and shit.
Hmm.
If a doctor had ordered like some sort of like special care or treatment or medicine, she completely ignored any doctor's orders.
She did?
Yeah.
And
these children just die. Without
treatment. Getting any money for them?
Yeah, well, they're probably costing her money at that point.
Right. That's true. I don't want you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And who am I going to be able to adopt you to if you have, you know, to take pills for the rest of your life?
You've got a heart murmur. You should really just be dead.
Jesus.
I mean, seriously.
Even some babies who, like, could have been saved from, like, mm-hmm. preventable shit, like diarrhea and stuff. She'd, like, just let them die.
Oh, my God. They shit themselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
That's so disturbing.
Nobody knows the exact number of deaths,
mm-hmm.
but they think it's, like, 500.
How?
Dead-ass babies.
Oh, no.
Dead babies, man. 500 dead babies? How does that happen?
That's a lot of dead babies. And within a certain time span?
And then thousands more are still being kidnapped and, like, farmed out.
Oh, my God,
I've got to piss. I can't do it anymore.
I know. I really have to go, too.
Yo.
Okay. So, we had to piss.
Yeah. A poopy.
A pee-pee. So, in Tennessee, when all this shit was going down, they didn't really have any laws that, like, prevented this shit from happening. So, that's why it just kind of, like, was so bad, was because there was nothing within the power of the laws, enforcement, or government that could really be done about it.
Yeah.
But ethically and morally, obviously, it was outrageous.
It's terrible, disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So in 1950, Governor Gordon Browning... Gordon Browning was the governor, and he caught wind of some shit that Georgia was up to, and he's like, I just don't like this shit. I feel like this is, like, wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open up an investigation on this broad.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He had heard that she had been, like, selling these children, like, out of state for, like, huge, massive profits.
And that's what got his attention?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's like, all right, that's not cool. That money should probably be, like, where's that money?
Yeah.
What you doing with that mm-hmm. money? It's always about the money, isn't it?
No shit. Come on, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the kids, it's about the money.
The state was accusing her of profiting. The state was accusing her of profiting $1 million.
Oh, no. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Immediately after the Tennessee Children's Home Society closes down.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, they close their doors. They're like, no more babies for us.
We're out of the baby making industry. I'm out of here. Okay.
They believe that in total that she had kidnapped about 5,000 children.
Yuck. It's a lot of damn kids. It's a lot of kids.
No.
What do I don't know why I said it like that.
That's a lot of keys. That's a lot of keys. Yeah.
Down by the banks of the children. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Jesus and Satan and whoever. I'm sorry to everyone that I just sung a song like that. Jeez, I really feel bad now. Rialka.
Yes. No.
That was a mean song. I think I learned that at St. John's. I didn't. Now I'm really in trouble.
Okay. Quit being so crass.
I can't help it.
Okay.
It just comes natural. Mm-hmm. I'm very crass.
So, New York and California had vowed that they were going to do what they needed to do to, like, solve this, like, we took all your Tennessee kids from you business bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Either state did absolutely nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Whenever I make that noise, it means I have beer in my mouth and I haven't swallowed it yet. I really feel the need to, like, express this to our listeners. Whenever you hear Big Jess go, it means I got beer in my mouth. Okay.
Or something else.
Because I do that a lot. Yeah, fuck yo. Like, I got sperm in there. I keep slapping her today. It's like the fourth time I hit her.
No, why? I'm not that bad.
You're not that good either, bitch. No, I'm not sure what it's about. I feel bad. I feel like an asshole. I'm just trying to warm up my phalanges. They're turning white again. I'm putting them inside my breasts.
It's not even that cold in my house. I turned it up to like 58 degrees.
Shh. I think the audience listeners, are what are they called? Our fans, will be like, holy shit, that's cold. Yeah. Turns out it's 20 degrees windy outside, so the heat doesn't stay in here either. It's like, see ya. We're good. I'll be all right. We'll I'm only fine. Here for like four or more. I'm fine.
All right. So, these two fucking asshole states, they never reunited any of the children back with like any of the parents. That's
pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite, Camille Kelly. Bitch face, loser asshole.
Yeah, she's really on my last nerve, that one.
She was believed to have taken bribes, obviously.
Duh.
So, she retired immediately when she found out that, fucking Georgia got busted.
Yeah, of course she did. A coward.
Georgia dies of uterine cancer.
Oh, bummer.
Just days before she is charged officially by the state.
Yeah. Are we sure she didn't, like, poison herself and die somehow that way? Or did she actually legit die of fucking cancer right before?
I don't know.
Shit. I bet she probably did, but it's just like, come on.
Then guess what?
What?
Then Camille Kelly dies right afterwards. Yeah.
Of what?
You
just like...
I don't know.
Well, it's all right. Camille Kelly death. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know how she died.
Stroke!
Okay.
She had a stroke. Mm. They don't know much about her. There's a picture of Georgia Tan. I hate her.
Yeah.
You know what? I already hated her, but this bitch looks like a narc from hell. Hi. I'm like a satanic librarian.
Doesn't
is what
she
looks
look
like.
Amish?
She, yeah. She just, big tits. I can tell she's a lesbian, too. Mm. No, I can't. But I'm just, she is an asshole. I hate her hair. She's got like Poindexter hair. I don't even know how to explain it. It's fucking terrible. She's an asshole. Anyway, judge stroked out. That's what happened. Well,
she was never charged with anything either because she died.
Okay.
Pretty much immediately, the state completely overhauled all of their adoption laws.
Okay.
And, like, put into place a lot of requirements and licenses and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Because, very good. Yeah.
Well, even these houses, I think I put, I don't know how I missed it, but like a lot of the nurses that she had working for her were like not even like real nurses either.
Well, what were they?
They were just like junkies pretty much. And they were like supposed to be like taking care of these babies and shit. And yeah, it was, they weren't qualified really at all.
Oh my God.
To be like working with children, yeah.
Right? With special needs, some of them. Yeah. Whatever. Just don't know what they're doing. It's horrifying.
So prior to the 1920s, so this would be like before Georgia, adoption was a fairly rare occurrence and didn't really happen very often.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ha! Why do you sound like a little girl?
Hi, baby. He just sounds just like my cat.
Anyways, so before Georgia got her fucking hands on this society, there was about 5 children every year adopted.
That's it. Pardon my reaction to that. It was unexpected, though.
The year after Georgia joined, 206 children were adopted out. And that's just, like, the first year.
So she really fucked a lot of people's lives up, is what you're saying.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, for, like, a very long time, too. Yeah. Years.
Do we know? Are there other people that are still with us? There's got to be a lot of people that are still with us that were part of this crew of children, you know? Absolutely. We would be interested.
Or even, like, grandchildren.
Right.
You guys are out there.
Should we do, like, I don't know how we would do like a sequel to that, but if anyone knows any of those people, I'd love to know how they're doing today.
You know? If you're out there and you hear this and you have anything to add, just let us know and we'll be sure to put that out there for everybody else to know
too. Yeah, bitch. So. Thank you.
Georgia openly admitted that children that lived in poor homes should be taken away and placed into rich people's homes.
Oh, no, no. Okay. That's fucked up logic.
It's so or rude, dude.
It's not. I mean, if somebody would have taken me and been like, you deserve to be a millionaire, I would have said, thank you. You're goddamn right I do. Take me away, Kelgon. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. No, I would not. My parents were wonderful. R.I.P. guys, whatever. Okay. They were wonderful. I mean, I sure would like to have had more things and money and shit, but who doesn't, right?
You guys had, like, a really nice place, though, and, like, cars and...
Did you say we had a really nice place?
I mean, if there wasn't, like, animals and stuff, yeah, that would have been a really nice place.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sure.
All right, I'm getting really close to being done.
Let's do it.
Okay. So... It was kind of hard for me to understand, and I was, like, trying to read it over and over again. But to me, it sounds like over the next several decades, they uncovered, like, 19 bodies.
Ew.
In, like, lots that she had owned.
Oh, what? Did she put the ones that died when they were in her care?
And these were just the ones they could find. But then they are all buried now in a famous cemetery.
Okay.
Hardly any of the children were actually, like, placed back with their birth parents.
Okay.
Like, in this whole scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one woman who saw Georgia on Unsolved Mysteries.
Love it.
Yeah. And she recognized her, like, as the woman that took her.
Shut up.
And she contacted the show, like, the show asked her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up being able to be reunited with her parents.
Fuck yes. That's amazing. That's a feel-good story right there.
Alma Sipple. And she's actually on a different podcast talking about that experience called Criminal.
I almost hit you again. I was really excited. Alma Sipple.
Alma Sipple.
You're a cool bitch. We like you.
On the show Criminal, if you would like to hear more about that.
Goddamn right I would.
Yeah, I would definitely be listening to that. I have not listened to Criminal, but I think it's, like, like top five podcasts like ever of all time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like how long ago was this? Or is this current?
I don't know.
It can't be current, right?
No, the Unsolved Mysteries episode was like from the 90s. Mm-hmm. So
I mean the iPod.
It's probably like 2017 or something like that.
Oh, so it's new.
Newish, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unsolved Mysteries, bitch. I used to watch the shit out of that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I
it
know.
Was amazing.
Oh my God, I just did X-Files.
Yep. I was just about to say I recognize that too.
It's Halloween, bitches. What do you think about aliens? I believe in aliens.
Oh my God, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that my tits are getting smaller?
Let me see. Yup.
That's what.
Why are you jabbing them?
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Be a gentle lover, okay?
I'm not.
If I can teach you anything.
Touching me. Something. Oh, hi, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Hi. I almost called him lover. Hi, lover. Come on, sweet boy. Right?
Whatever. Anyways, let me almost finish. I have like two sentences left.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. With over the next several decades, 19 of the bodies were found. Yeah. And those 19 bodies are buried in, like, this famous cemetery in Memphis.
Okay.
The historic Elmwood Cemetery?
Never heard of it.
Nope. It's the oldest functioning cemetery in Memphis.
Whoa.
1852. It's been around.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm.
Now, these 19 babies didn't have a headstone or anything for, like, most of the time, like, years and years and years, up until 2013.
What?
Yes.
That whole time?
Yes.
Yikes.
And the cemetery raised, like, $13,000, and they set up this, like, beautiful monument for the babies.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes. And I forgot to write it down, but there was, like, this whole, like, beautiful poem thing that went with it, too, but whatever.
Well, that's all right. We can, I mean, yeah, fucker, everyone out there's got a phone. Look it up. Look it up. Yeah, you'll find it.
And that's kind of it.
Okay.
The babies, you know, lots of babies dead. Yeah.
They still died.
Jesus Christ.
Let's not talk about dead babies for 3 weeks now.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Let's try to make it, like, only one or two, three more shows this year with dead babies in it, you know? But well, I don't know who I'm doing yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, and you guys let us know.
I really should find that out.
Let us know if you want to hear about a certain bad bitch. I mean, we have like a long list, but if it's a fan request, it's going to go right to the top of the list.
Oh my God, right?
Absolutely. Way up to the top. Mm-mm. We love Jesus.
Did you leave the shout out to the Bible thumpers that we left in last episode? You did, right?
I did.
Deacon and okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just for some reason I spaced on whether you did or not, but as I was asking, I remembered it. I remember listening to
No, I gave out their like email and shit too.
Why
for other people to like get in touch with them or whatever.
I'm sure they're getting tons of mail now.
They're getting all of our tons listeners. Of pussy pictures.
Oh, God. From our fans, probably.
Oh, fuck. I hope that's happening, kind of, though.
I know, they're not really. Amazing. I feel bad a little.
Yeah, just slightly. But, like, good for you, dude.
I'm kind of going to be honest, though. I think the guys would like it anyway, though, wouldn't they?
Of course
they'd never
would.
Admit to it.
They'd be like, okay, baby girl. Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ into your vagina?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right? The power of Christ compels you to sit on my dick.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's all gone. That's going to get totally cut.
That was really mean. That was terrible bad.
So is there anything you want to fucking talk about?
No, I have to pee again and I'm freezing, so I'm actually really looking forward to maybe just seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. Cool.
But no, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to add. I think that was a bitchin' story, bitch.
Thanks.
It was good. I liked it. Thank you, Bobby. Thanks again for that hot, sexy story. Not much. Thanks, buddy. That was interesting. It's very interesting. I'll give you that.
It was, yeah, it was really fucking disturbing.
Yeah, she's a bitch, that one.
Mm-hmm. And it happened not that long ago, too.
I know.
But happy Halloween, all you motherfuckers. I hope you guys are all getting blowjobs.
Yeah, me too.
And
getting your pussies eaten out, too.
Yeah, getting some finger banging and some costumes and shit.
Totally.
Stick a Snickers up her puss. You'll thank me later.
Oh, my God, right?
Don't do that. Please don't do that because, I would get an infection or something.
No, it actually might taste a lot better. Snickers are delicious anyway, but already inside a push snick? Yum, yum. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
It sounds like German.
A push stick. A push stick in the yum, yum.
Wow. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Dude, that sounded like Russian, actually. A push stick in the yum, yum. Okay, yep.
Oh, Steven. Stop it. You stop it. How can I get that?
Steven.
All right, whatever. Tune in next week. We'll have somebody for you. And yeah, you know you want to. I mean, let's be serious.
They want to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do. And thank you so much for doing it. You should check us out on badbitches.com.
Oh, yeah.
With a Z. That's how you write it in.
Oh, no.
And then, listen. We're iPodders, so just tune in. It's mostly Tuesdays when we release things, but listen to it anytime is fine.
Yeah, we've chosen Tuesdays to release our shit. And go to our fucking Apple page.
Yeah.
You sucked the battery out of that too.
I did.
I wish you loved sucking wiener because you'd be really good at it.
Thank you. I've tried. It's so tiny it fits in my mouth. Wieners don't. I'm really sorry you did. I sucked real hard on the last one. Now I'm going to be in trouble.
Anyways, give us a rating if you think that, you enjoyed our show and you want other people to, get a kick out of history or whatever. Or, let us know some of your bad bitches you want to hear about. We want to give you guys what you fucking want.
Right on.
You're our friends.
Yes.
So.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Go to noplease.com. Org, whatever it is.
.etu.
And then you can email us whatever you want and do it. Ask us any questions. We'll read it on the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, I love it. Did you say read it?
Read it on the air.
Okay.
I can't talk anymore. I think it's time to wrap this up.
Totally. Fuck yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Big Jens is out. Yeah. Fine bye.
Fine bye. Tune in next week, okay? Bye bye.